This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. All this week, we've been checking in on the recovery efforts in towns and cities across the country that were hit hard by hurricanes, floods, or wildfires. Yesterday, we heard from Houston about the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Today, a check-in with Florida. Hurricane Irma hit the west coast of the state in early September, bringing a foot of rain and wind gusts of up to 142 miles per hour to the city of Naples, Florida. I spoke with the city's mayor, Bill Barnett, in the midst of the recovery this fall.
We are past the cleanup, a lot of debris, and we are moving forward. We're really focused on the tourism season, which we don't think at this particular time will be impacted at all, if any.
Housing sales in the area also took a hit, especially in September in and around the storm. Where's your thinking on this? Is this a short-term blip or something to think about in the long term?
I think it is definitely a short-term blip. I have many friends that are in the real estate business and that are realtors, and they're getting busy as of now. I think that what you're going to see is, sure, there might be some people after this hurricane that said, listen, we want out of here. But I think that there are just as many, if not more, people that will say, oh, it's a good time for us to purchase down there because it is beautiful. And hopefully we won't see another hurricane for years to come.
Are you concerned at all that with so many tropical storms and the intensity of them and all of the reports from different scientists, including the Trump administration, about the human impact on global warming, you don't have any concerns that people might start looking at property in your city and wonder if it's really worth it to have beachfront property at this point?
Well, I really and truly don't. Until there's an indicator that's going to show me or tell me otherwise in Naples, Florida, I see no indication at this particular time that that is going to happen or that will be a possibility in the city, especially about beachfront property. I think that the people that come down here and move to the city of Naples or in Naples, Florida generally are thinking maybe along the lines like, yes, there have been a lot of tropical storms, but if you look back on the history of Naples, we haven't had a lot of them, and certainly direct hits. The last really direct hit that we had was Hurricane Donna prior to Irma, and that was 1959, 1960. So I think if you're looking at the track record and saying, you know, just how safe is Naples, we are generally pretty safe.
Bill Barnett is the mayor of Naples, Florida, which was hit earlier this year by Hurricane Irma. Mayor Barnett, thank you.
Well, thank you. Nice talking with you.